All right, disappointing day today. We didn't do enough things to win the ball game that are important. We didn't tackle well. We didn't get them out on third downs. We didn't convert third downs. We didn't run the ball. It's disappointing. Yeah, give the Bears some credit. They made some plays in the passing game, and they did a good job of trying to, you know, getting out of the pocket some, and then defensively, I thought they played with a lot of energy. So, questions.
Just in terms of what are some of the factors you thought in your offense struggling? You had been getting it going better the last couple of games offensively, but a struggle today, obviously.
You know, I don't know. I think part of it had to do with the defense. We didn't allow them to get in any kind of rhythm whatsoever throughout the day, because we kept letting them convert on drives. And so I think it's hard offensively when you're sitting on the sideline for a long time, and so I think that was part of it.
Obviously, they went at Josh Robinson a lot. If you had to do it over, would you play the same defense and same things? That's just his job to stop them, or is that?
Well, no, I wouldn't. I mean, I tried to change up some calls throughout the course of the ball game, and but that's always part of it, you know. You're always trying to change up some of the things that you do. But there were some calls I wish I would have had back. I didn't do a good enough job today.
Mike, pass rush has been great the last couple of weeks. Today, they just seem to be able to get around it. Was it just all those short passes and Cutler able to get rid of the ball pretty quick?
Some of it was the quick passes, and then some of it we didn't rush the right way. You know, it's the first time in about 4 weeks that we didn't. We let the quarterback get out of the pocket, and bad things happened today when that occurred. And so, we've been rushing the quarterback so well, and so many good things, and just like we reverted back.
Any specific reason why you think you reverted back this time?
I don't know. It hadn't shown up in quite a while, so, and I don't know, maybe I'm wrong. I need to look at the tape and see, but that's how I felt during the game.
And from looking downfield, did it look like the receivers were getting open with any consistency today?
Our receivers?
Yeah.
Yeah, there were some. We ran a couple wrong routes, and I think they collapsed the pocket good, so it's, sometimes it's hard to see those things. But
on the Cutler fumble, did you hear a whistle that stopped the play?
No, I did not, but I don't know.
How would you assess Teddy Bridgewater's showing today? I know, obviously, with a rookie, it's going to be up and down.
Yeah, it was not as good as it has been. I thought, in the fourth quarter, I thought he did better, and then, the last throw at the end of the ball game was not a good situation. But I think he was up and down today.
Yeah, what happened on the last throw? I mean, you were making some progress going down the field with some short passes. It seemed like you had plenty of time, and then, going for it all there. What
happened? Well, I think he thought he had a shot down the field, and I believe the safety was inside, and then he took a little too long to throw it. So they came back and made a play.
Mike, it's been a long time since someone tried a fake punt. What was your thought when you guys did that?
I thought, I hope we make it. We've been practicing for a while, and, I thought it was a good situation to run it in.
Mike, even a lot of very good Vikings teams have come down here and struggled after your first game in Chicago. Can you see any reason why this is a tough place to play for your group?
I don't know. We didn't play good today, though. I know that. We did not tackle. We did not block. We did not third down the critical areas of the ball game. We didn't play good. I don't know if it had anything to do with Chicago or just, you go up 10-0 and maybe your mindset changes a little bit, as opposed to, now we're going to put our foot on their throat. And we kind of went the opposite way. So that was, disappointing.
Did you feel like there was an issue with Teddy not being able to see a clock on that last drive?
No, I don't believe so. I mean, there was still quite a bit of time left. We'd moved the ball down, but it's another new experience when, it's hard to know when, because no one's telling you how much time is left, and, clocks here are bullshit, so, the whole day, the whole thing was going out, so it's just another thing. Excuse my language.
At 4-6 with six games left, I mean, you have the next week coming up at home. What's your mindset? How do you look at everything? I know you just lost this game, but is everything you want to accomplish still within reach, you think?
Well, we have to play better than we did today, that's for sure. If we don't play better than we do today, then I'm disappointed that we didn't play better. I thought we would play, move the ball well offensively. I thought we'd play better defensively than what we did. I knew they had a bunch of weapons offensively, but I thought we would do better in the third down areas than what we did today. I thought we'd rush the quarterback better than what we did today.
Mike,
I knew the receivers are a handful.
With all this Adrian Peterson stuff hanging over everybody's head, are you hopeful there'll be some kind of resolution this coming week?
I don't, that's the furthest thing from my mind right now is I got to figure out how we can tackle and get people out on third downs.
The clock thing, did you ever get the wrong time when they had the wrong time on the clock, or was it just not being informed, or?
Well, it's not knowing how much time is left. It's not anything about. The 1 o'clock was wrong. The two in the end zones were wrong all day, and the one across on the 50-yard line, that was accurate. So you had to go from that one back to the other one, and then when the and then they shut that off for a while. Then they put it back on for a while. They put the ones in the end zone on for a while. So it was just, some musical clocks.
Mike, what would you have done differently if you could against the Bears' tall receivers just because they were able to man up, able to dominate today?
I would have changed up some coverages. And and we did some, and then they went through it to other places, so. I can't make these guys taller, so I don't know what you're asking me there. So you got to change up the coverage, okay? That's what you have to do. You may have to change up the defense that you're playing, and we did that some, and then the ball went other places, or the quarterback scrambled. So that's just it's football.
Third down, though, it seemed like over the last few weeks, you guys cleaned up some of those third down issues, but they came back up today. What was the cause for some of these third down conversions on the Bears' side?
Well, we didn't cover. That's pretty simple. We didn't cover good enough.
Did you have any hints through the week or yesterday that your team wasn't quite focused?
No, we practiced. No, they were focused. They were focused all week. They were focused in practice. They were energetic and enthusiastic. Yeah. So, I don't know. Maybe we haven't had enough leads. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.